As we're coming into the last few weeks of the year, I want to talk to you about some of the more typical trends that we see. One of them being the Santa Claus rally. Now, while we can't predict the direction of the markets, and any good compliance department's going to want me to tell you that past performance is no guarantee of future results, there are trends that we follow in finance, which is the Santa Claus rally, which tends to be a nice bump at the end of the year, but it's no guarantee. But first, we want to recap 2025 and the roller coaster that has been the markets. And I want to dig into a little bit about what the markets are. When we say the markets, right? We've said that a lot in these commentary videos. I'm not sure we always tell you what the markets are. So I want to start with that. And when we say the markets, the three major indices really that we're talking about is the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the NASDAQ. There are some major differences across these indices that I want to break down just very quickly for you, just as a little educational level here. So there are about 30 components of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Again, it's going to lean more traditional in nature, traditional companies, traditional industries, to the over 3,000 companies that are in the NASDAQ that are more tech-oriented. S&P is right in the middle. It's the S&P 500. You would think that there are 500 companies in it. Tends to be usually around 503 to 504 companies in the S&P 500. Predominantly, again, US-focused companies, right? So when we're talking about the markets, those would be the three major indices that we're talking about, US-domiciled, US-focused companies. Coming off the November 2024 election, presidential election, we saw the markets rally all the way up till about mid-February. If you remember a little thing called DeepSeek and the start of trade talks, we saw markets really stale. And then shortly after the DeepSeek AI kind of incident, we saw Trump come out with his big board of tariffs, I'm going to call it, right? He had listed out the tariffs that were being assessed against US companies and then the reciprocal tariffs, right? And after that, we saw the markets really tumble. There was all three major indices, again, the markets, went into correction territory, which is defined as a 10% pullback off recent highs. We saw the NASDAQ, again, that's the more tech-oriented index of the three, go into bear market territory. That's defined as a 20% pullback off recent highs. The S&P almost hit bear market territory, hovered around 19.5% off of its low. So we saw a pretty significant pullback in all major indices. Since then, we saw the markets rally out of it, right? Strong double-digit growth year as of the recording of this particular commentary. Since the announcement of the tariffs, we saw a pause. We saw trade negotiations come about, and we've really seen the average tariff rate come down. Yes, we are seeing significant tariff revenue coming in, and that is currently being challenged in the court, so it'll be interesting to see the outcome of that. So a common question that we get from clients is, what do we think is going to happen in the markets, right? Let's get the crystal ball out. Let's take a look. And the reality of the situation is that we don't always know what's going to happen in the market. There are trends that we follow. There are thought leaders in our industry that we like. And then we come together and we devise a hypothesis as to what we think is going to happen on a go-forward basis. And the idea, right, the hope is that we are right more often than we are wrong. And in those situations, creates for a positive environment in the markets, right? Positive investment experience. One of the things we study is the Santa Claus rally, which happens to be an interesting trend that was actually devised by a gentleman named Yale Hurst in 1972. If we trace it back to 1950, though, what this shows is that the average market return over the last 5 trading days of the year and the first 2 trading days of the following year comes out to about 1.3%. And that's roughly about 79% of the time. I would say those are pretty good odds. Matt's going to put up a chart for you to see the year-over-year performance and how that averages out to 1.3%. At the end of the day, what we see on this chart is a lot more blue than we see orange, right? We tend to see positive markets in the last approximate week or so of the year going into the new year. The other interesting part about this is what it means if we don't or if we do see it. And there's a great line here. It says, if Santa Claus should fail to call, bears may come to Broad and Wall, right? Again, by Yale Hirsch. Broad and Wall, referring to Broadway and Wall Street in the financial district of New York. And what's interesting about that is not just the Santa Claus rally in that trend, But if that trend does not come about, what that means for the next year, right? So if we don't see the Santa Claus rally of 2025, what does that mean for 2026, right? And so the next chart that Matt is going to put up here actually shows you that. So if, and I love the naughty or nice list. So it depends on if Santa thinks you've been naughty or nice this year. So if we see the Santa Claus rally materialize, that tends to be that we see that momentum carried on through the following year. And we see the average next year returns of about 10.4%. Right? Another solid double-digit year if that were to come to fruition. If you're on the naughty list, if Santa Claus does not bring you the Santa Claus rally at the latter part of the year, what we then see is an average 6.1% annualized return, right? So I find these stats interesting. Coming into the holiday season, we want to have a little fun, right? So we're pulling out some of these trends that are hopefully pertinent to this time, but also factual and useful based upon what we may see in the markets. At the end of the day, trends are trends. They don't always come to fruition. Everybody has different belief systems and different ideas of what they can stomach and the markets are not stomach. There is volatility regardless of what market you're in. So at the end of the day, if you're wondering how this may affect you, wondering how you're diversified, or just have questions about if you're in the right mix of your portfolio or what alternatives there may be, please always feel free to reach out. We are here to help and here to be of guidance to you. So have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful holiday season if I don't see you before.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.